Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you back with us. Don, good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
Yeah, but Ava's here.
I'm here.
I am here. We are the Valley Outdoors. You guys are hanging with us for the next, I don't know, 25 minutes or so, Don? What was it?
About a half hour.
About a half hour.
30 minutes?
Spend a half hour a year.
That would be a 30-minute segment. I should have known by now. It's only been, what, 13 years?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Who's counting?
Right.
Who's counting? Lots of stuff to talk about today. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with Lake Mille Lacs. We're talking about shed hunting. People like shed hunting. And there's some tips to help you be more effective going shed hunting. Some people call it needle in a haystack, but
right.
People have a lot of fun with it. So that and a lot more that you're going to want to stick around for when the Valley Outdoors returns.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well, and we've got Donald in the house.
The big man is in the house, Donald.
Yes, I've been missing for a little bit.
Yeah, you've been out and out and about. Lots of things gone on since we last chatted.
Yeah, well, we got lots.
We chatted about Olympics last week.
I missed out.
I bet I missed out on all the skiing.
All of it.
He did. I will say, I can give you a little bit of an update. You know,
I think I know.
I will say Lindsay is on recovery,
yeah,
which is a good thing. I don't think anybody realized how close she was to losing her leg.
Yeah.
It was a very, very, very close call.
It's a compound, wasn't it?
More so than that. It was shattered. And
it didn't look like she fell that hard, though, when I watched it, but...
No, the problem is there's a condition called compartment syndrome, and it's when
don't get into the detail.
Out there, but the point is that the blood expands on the inside of the body, and it causes major damage, and they had to, for lack of a better term, we'll use a fishing term, they had to fillet her leg open to drain it, allow for expansion, and then stitch it back together. And if the doctor from Colorado had not been there for her ACL, then it would have been a major, very possibly would have lost her leg. So that, I gotta say, that's one of those moments where you're like, challenges have occurred, and
yes, thank goodness she's gonna be all right.
Yeah, and it's amazing what the leg looked like. I don't know if anybody, you can look it up online.
I don't want to.
I'm always intrigued.
Gross.
I know I got a steel rod in my back, so I know the whole nine yards, how that works, and I've been very fortunate, knock on wood, that everything's been a great thing with the straightening out a little curve in my back. But boy, I tell you what, when you have those kinds of traumatic injuries, it's good to see somebody recovering and a great motivational person. So I think she'll continue to be doing so. But that's a big thing that's gone on. I will say, what else is Ava? I mean, obviously,
man,
warming up. Yeah. We're looking at ice conditions. We'll talk. We talked a little bit about that before, but we'll talk about it later in the show.
Yeah, now it's really, what's that? 60s next week.
No, it's dropping back down.
What do you mean? I just saw.
I just pulled it up. You're going to go, it right oh, now. No. Yep. Yep. You're going to.
No, it still says 62.
Wednesday, 38.
On Monday. And
Wednesday, 38. Thursday,
and this
overnight,
weekend.
25. 43, 38. 39, 25, and 26. So it's dropping down. It's not going to be 60s anymore. The end of towards the end of next week, it's cooling back down.
Which, you know what, though? Like, we have to get through this month before we can even hope for a spring. We're just counting our blessings, I think, as Minnesotans.
I don't consider it blessings. I'm gonna finish up skiing. Come on.
Ah, you can make more snow. You'll be all right.
What?
You can make more snow.
No. Snowmaking ended February. Come on.
Oh.
They don't do that anymore. That's the way that goes. But I will say this. The big thing, lots of different things as far as that goes. Ice fishing season, that definitely is a piece of what we really, people are always hoping to have. And, of course, we always struggle at this time of year, Don, because ice gets a bit treacherous. So you get this warm and then cold and then warm and then cold. It gets honeycombed, and it doesn't make it any better.
I'll bet you got to go quite a ways up north to have good ice at this point.
Well, good is relative, don't you know? Because one person's good is another person's non-existent or marginal.
Well, I bet you got to go quite a ways to have safe ice for a truck.
For a truck, I would probably say, I know last week we were talking about it. I got a report here from last week. They're talking about 10 plus so inches in the middle part of the state, but getting honeycombed as the temperature warms up. And, you know.
Well, the houses have to be off, don't they?
They did last week.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. It's, as I say, getting to that closure point. And
we're down to five-gallon bucket weather.
Easy for me to say.
Yeah.
Five-gallon buckets, yep. Drag your pop-up out there and have some fun. This is time of year, of course, now. You get the people that go out, and the ice is away from shore, and the wind blows it away. And then, of course, you get the same thing we had in fall, right, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to rescue this week?
Right.
Not.
I haven't heard much.
No, because we did have... Cold, genuine cold. And we didn't have that disaster. And I think maybe people have woken up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have any ice flows this year.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It was great. We didn't have to worry about people getting stuck in stupid locations needing to be rescued, which is always a challenge. Lake Erie's looking like it's opening up, so those guys who want to go out in early season Lake Erie, that's looking pretty darn good, I will say that. So that's definitely happening. The Browns are going on Lake Michigan right now, gangbusters. I'm going to try and get Eric Hadia on. He's one of the foremost guys out there catching fish, vertical jigging for Browns.
Yeah.
And if that's not fun,
that
I
would
know
be
what
fun.
It is. And it's a close hop, skip, and a jump. So stay tuned. Hey, hang out. We're going to have a little bit more Valley Outdoors coming right up.